The first item on our agenda has been held over, so we are going to move to the second item on the agenda, sample donor response form for contributions by LLCs. This was a commissioner-generated document, so I will turn to my colleagues and see who would like to speak to. Mr. Dickinson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As the cover memorandum notes, this was the result of bipartisan discussion among four of us, myself, Commissioner Broussard, Limbaugh, and Traynor. We hope that it will be of help to the regulated community as it navigates the tricky issue of disclosure by LLCs and the proper naming of true contributors under our regulations. And I'm happy to make an appropriate motion on it.
Thank you, Commissioner Dickinson. Any other thoughts on this? I just want to share a couple of thoughts. I want to encourage people to read the footnotes. This is excuse me, this is a tricky issue. And for LLCs and for super PACs, it's a reporting issue. And there's a best efforts defense to allegations of reporting violations. But for some committees, notably candidate committees and party committees, they're not allowed to accept corporate contributions. So if, as a result of filling out these forms, they learn that they have corporate contributions, there's a second step there, and they need to get rid of those corporate contributions, and there is no best efforts defense to having an illegal contribution. So we lawyers love to delve into the footnotes, and we know that's where the good stuff is often hiding. But for the non-lawyers out there who may be actually filling out these forms, I just want to encourage you to read the fine print. One question for my colleagues. This, because it involves a best efforts defense, this is the sort of thing that might normally be done through a rulemaking, a policy statement, an interpretive rule that would then be published in the Federal Register. It would bring a little bit more visibility that way, and I'm wondering whether there's any interest in pursuing any of those.
Madam Chair.
I'm sorry, Commissioner.
Only one member of the commission, and that's the chair, has engaged in a discussion of substantive law. This is merely a form, and no, it is our judgment that it does not need to follow that.
Very well. Mr. Dickinson, did you make the motion or did you indicate any intent to make the motion? Well then, I think that would be submitted at this point.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In sample donor response form for contributions by LLCs, I move the Commission's approval of agenda document number 25-53-A, which is drafted.
Thank you. Commissioner Dickinson has moved approval of the document. Do we have any discussion or questions on the motion? I'm just going to say that I fully share in the goals of the providing better guidance to the regulated community. I'm going to abstain on this because I think it would be better done through an interpretive rule or a policy statement. Having said that, I will call the question. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? That would be me. The motion passes by a vote of 4-1, with the Vice Chairman, Commissioners Dickerson, Broussard, and Lindenbaum voting in favor, and I abstain. The next item on the agenda is management and administrative matters. I have an administrative matter to raise, and that is that today is the last meeting for our long-serving and treasured head of our press office, our assistant staff director, Judy Ingram. Judy has been with the agency for 16 years, having started on January 4th, 2009. Prior to joining the agency, she was a staff assistant with the U.S. Commission on Security and Cooperation in Europe and worked in the field of journalism in Hungary, Russia, and New York. So she has a diverse and exciting background that she brought to this job and has been, in my experience, an utter delight to work with for the entire 16 years. So I know we all wish her well in her retirement. I am personally going to miss her excellent service here, but I hope I will not miss her friendship, which I hope will continue on. So thank you, Judy, for all of your service, and we wish you well. Absolutely, Commissioner Broussard.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I want to join all of the words that the chair said, but I want to speak on a more personal level. I want to say, Judy, thank you very much for not only your service to the American people, to the FEC, but also your friendship. You've been a source of guidance and wisdom to so many people in this building, and it's a great time, and you can see one retiring with so many plans that she already has. We hope you will not be a stranger, and I hope you will continue to take the phone call when it's made. But I wish you the best in your future endeavors. And I know that you're going to be traveling very soon, and I want to hear all about it. So thank you very much. Bye.
Commissioner Dickerson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I wasn't anticipating this as an agenda item, so this may be a little rough. But I did want to tell a story about Judy, which is that I was on the Metro. This was several years ago. It was before I joined the commission, when I was a lowly litigator who occasionally showed up to cause trouble around here. And Judy saw me on the Metro across the train and recognized at least my face and walked over and said, you know, I think you might be one of our frequent flyers. And I said, well, that's a very kind way of putting it. And she proceeded to make very sure that I was receiving the Weekly Digest and getting a sense of how I got information about the commission. And that has stuck with me over the years, because I thought it was a real, I spent a decade in New York, like no one just walks over and talks to people on trains. And the fact that she did that solely on the basis of recognizing my face and was so professional about it and used that as an opportunity to get some real-time feedback on the workings of her office and her duties, I was very impressed by. I'm not sure I've told that story previously, but it seemed the right time to say that I think that was emblematic. There was no reason to do that whatsoever, except an organic attention to duty. And I'm gonna miss that. Thank you.
Well, thank you, colleagues, for those well-deserved tributes. I can also testify that she makes a mean chicken soup, because last year when I was sick, Judy actually delivered to my house homemade matzo ball soup, which I very much appreciated. And that's just the kind of caring and wonderful person she is. So again, we wish you well, Judy. Commissioner Broussard.
With the knowledge that you have such a great recipe, I suppose you have free time to be able to deliver to all the rest of us now. Thank you.
I was a little afraid to tell that story because I was afraid I was going to get Judy in trouble. So I apologize, Judy, if you now are deluged with requests for soup. Mr. Staff Director, are there any other management and administrative matters to discuss?
Madam Chair, there are no such matters.
In that case, this meeting is adjourned.